Well, I think one of the best ways to start is the number of covered lives that CMS is involved with. Between the Medicare, Medicaid, and the Children's Health Insurance Program, right now we cover 98 million beneficiaries. That's about one-third of the U.S. population. And with the recent passage of the Affordability Care Act, we know that we're going to be adding probably another 10 to 15 million insured lives to our programs. So over a third of the population, $700 billion annually. That equates to about 37, 38 cents of every health care dollar in this country that's spent is spent through the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services.
As this health care reform movement in the country, that's an agency that's going to be hit hard by this, I think. How do you gear up for that?
Well, I think we've got lots of good management practices in place, and certainly the experience of our workforce is all going to be brought to bear on implementing the law that the Congress has given us. I think one of the best things that we've got going for us in this is that we understand the need to do project planning and tracking. We know the need to set outcome measures and process measures and to keep track of those so that we can make mid-course corrections if we need to, and to make sure that the entire agency is involved in the setting of strategic goals and making sure that resources are spent on the right priorities.
Okay, let's talk about performance a little bit. Now, you're the Deputy Chief Operating Officer. What does the Deputy COO do exactly at CMS?
Well, a little bit, I like to say, jack of all trades and master of none. It's really about bringing together all areas of the agency to make sure that resources are lined up, by resources meaning people, our most valuable resource, our systems, our information technology, our contracting, and our budgeting and operating plans, that they're all lined up to support the priorities of the administration and of the president.
Now, is the chief operating officer, is that a political position?
Yes, it is. Marilyn Taverner is our principal deputy and chief operating officer and is currently the acting administrator.
And so the question always comes up, and everyone has a slightly different take. What's it like when a new political comes in, and they do, and you know they will, mm-hmm. and they know you're going to be there. Mm-hmm. So what does the career person do to make sure that they're off to a good start with the new political person? And everything goes smoothly after that.
I've done 8 transitions in my career, and I think probably the most important aspect of a good transition is making sure that folks know all the options that are available to them, that they have some of the history of the program, sort of how did we get where we are. Just making yourself available and making sure that the information flows, that they get to know the people in the organization that have the answers, because I like to say the answer is usually in the room, so get to know the person who has that answer. So making sure that they get in touch with the people in the organization and making sure they have the information to move their agenda ahead.
And at what point can you say to them, maybe put their hand on their shoulder and say, this might not be a great idea, and here's why?
I think that, like most bosses, is very much a personality-driven thing and is a very individual assessment that you have to make when you're going through that process. We've been very fortunate at CMS with our new political leadership that they've made it very clear from the beginning that they want to know what you think is a good idea and what you think is a bad idea. So we've been very fortunate with our leadership on that.
We're speaking with Michelle Snyder. She's the Deputy Chief Operating Officer at the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Now tell us about your career, how you got to this point, because you're a longtime federal manager.
Well, I've been sort of what I like to say in government and out of government. I started out in the Presidential Management Intern Program, and I'm not going to tell you when because then you'll know how long it actually has been.
Nobody that's been made into a coin yet or anything.
That's exactly right. No one in a coin yet. I've held a lot of different positions in government. I actually started out the Social Security Administration as a claims representative, which really put me very much in touch with what these programs mean to people in the real world, to the beneficiaries, and how important Medicare and Medicaid and the Social Security benefit are to folks, just in making sure that they can lead their lives. And from there, I've worked at the Office of Management and Budget. I worked on the Hill a little bit as an intern, ended up at Medicare, and have pretty much been there ever since.
And this topic of performance management, how do you separate your own performance with that of the program that you're responsible for? How do you manage the two of them so that they have the same trajectory?
Well, I think it's very much about if you understand what the priorities of the organization are and being a what I call a corporate player, making sure that your efforts and your energies and those of your staff are directed at those priorities and achieving very measurable goals and objectives and making sure that you can point to outcomes, that you can say, I made a difference. Physical restraints in nursing homes and chemical restraints in nursing homes, that went down because of the effort of working with the states to make sure people knew what the right kind of protocols were, or the hospital-acquired infections in this country went down because of the effort that you and your staff made to make sure that people had information and were looking at those measures in the right way. So it's really about take where you're going priority-wise and then adjusting your performance to make sure you're supporting those outcomes.
And for people that might come up under the ranks and be new to the SES or even GS-15, what's your advice for succeeding once you get there?
I think you have to be nimble, and you have to understand that the only thing certain in a career is change, and that the only thing certain in life is change. Everything else is pretty uncertain. So you've got to be able to be responsive. You've got to be able to turn on a dime. You've got to be able to take new information that comes your way and integrate it into your performance. I think nimble is the right word.